you ought to be commended, because it is just such a great effort of work. And we don't know from outside all that you all have had to endure. I will ask, were there practices that, I know you've had to make some changes, were there some practices that you implemented that have made the difference that you will continue?
Yeah, I mean, it's for sure what we are trying to figure out as medical community now on what changes from prior practices you know need to be continued, and how can we learn from this whole outbreak to improve care. I personally feel, and I'm sure you know everyone has sort of a difference of opinions, that this whole telemedicine rollout has been really a blessing for a lot of patients, and it has given me a different perspective and ability to be part of some of my patients' life in that I might have had not a chance of doing so prior to this whole outbreak, mm-hmm. right? So I would foresee that the telemedicine part, you know, hopefully becomes a chance to revisit this opportunity to be a real PCP, right? Knowing how someone lives, where someone lives, and what the challenges are, especially, let's say, for the older adult, maybe leaving their home. So let's say if family can show me here the steps, which become sort of difficult for grandma to come out of the house and transition in the car and come to your clinic. It just is a very beautiful tool to learn about things that you will never learn just practicing in your office building. So in my point of view, and I'm always a very positive spirited person, right? You need to look at the positive changes this outbreak has brought to us.
Yes, I believe many, many positives have come out of it. And of course, with any action in life, there is the bitter and the sweet. And so we've been through Hurricane Katrina, so we know about survival. We know about people who never would have left New Orleans, and they found new careers, new lives. And so I believe much of the same has happened during this time and still is yet to come, because we're still trying to get out of the pandemic right now. So, but it is just fantastic. When you said that about being a part of the patient's home, it just reminded me, as we discussed earlier, about the doctor who used to have the bag and come to the house to visit. And I just think it is virtually right back to that point again. I think it's great.
Yeah. No, I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree.
So are there practices, now that you have had this experience and you've seen the home, where maybe something could improve on the way that a person is living? Is there a better way that a senior can care for themselves, or the family can provide better food care or health care? Because it seems as though sometimes medication becomes, the side effects seem to mask maybe some of the benefits or the potential for improvement. Do you think that could happen for some elders?
Yeah, so I think one of the things the outbreak has done as well is resynced us on what is necessary and what might just be an add-on and luxury, right? And I mean it in many different ways, including probably like medications. Now, I'm always very concerned about polypharmacy, having too many medications on board, because we don't really know how they all interact and what they might be doing to the patient, right? And it's interesting to see, let's say, where some patients might have not been able to fill certain prescriptions, right, or have access to certain medications, that maybe in some patients reducing the amount of medications they took, and I'm not talking about life-saving cardiac medications, not all, but overall, sometimes I have the impression that, especially for the older adult, less might be better than more.
Yeah. And I know that many times doctors are not the first ones to lean toward the holistic side, but that seems to be the history sometimes of the patient when they have the old experience of what the mother did or what the family remedy was. And sometimes that helps to take care of that cold or something that, you know, is going on that the doctor can't quite address immediately. So maybe there is a combination of those two mediums.
Absolutely. I feel so absolutely.
That is great. Well, are there, as we prepare to close, I just am so appreciative of your time, but are there general tips and suggestions that you have now for families? Let's say they're watching this or they want to know, how can we provide better care at home? Is there more home care that you can suggest that families start to implement in their daily life, like exercise and other things, that would add to the doctor-patient experience?
Yeah, I mean, so for sure, besides washing your hand and applying certain hygienic procedures that, you know, some people need to be reminded of, I want to advocate for the older adults, right? Because one of the observations I have had in when you are a younger person and you feel sort of all these rules and regulation on personal confinement really has trampled on your right to move around, just think about if it was you being 60, 70 years older and wanting sort of the respect and the recognition on that your body might not react like your mind wants to. Sometimes what I see by, you know, moving around in the city now, that, you know, some individuals, and usually younger individuals, might not wear a mask or not adhere sort of to the social distancing. Really think about your older adults. It's just try and show respect. I think they very much deserve it. So they're the ones that are at risk to contract the virus and then suffer more so from consequences. So we want to be all mindful, because someone might look healthy to the outside, but they might have significant comorbid conditions. And that's especially, you know, me thinking of cancer patients that might be on chemotherapy, that might be, you know, immunocompromised and fearful of their life. So let's all be good to each other, right? And, yes, and really adhere to the guidelines which are being posted by our higher ups, until, you know, there is more news coming out that things are safer. But that's really my main message. Like, use common sense and treat someone like you want to be treated, or, you know, like your grandma or your grandpa wants to be treated, because those are the ones at highest risk. And we all want to love each other, be good to each other, enjoy each other. And we want to come better and stronger out of this.
Well, that was well said and so, so very true. I believe that what you're saying out of all of this is, you know, not so much social distancing only, but realizing that with that is the opportunity to respect someone else's space, and to also maintain the hygiene that will respect the health of someone else as you would want for yourself. And so it does offer across the board kindness to everyone in both directions. And so that is so very important. And I'm glad you were able to provide that message, because my heart is just heavy when I think about what you said about your it was your mother, you said, or your grandmother?
My grandma. Yeah.
Yeah. And just thinking about the sudden tragic news of so many nursing homes, it just, I don't know what the answers would have been. Do you feel that there were other practices that maybe should have been in place, not because of a pandemic, but just in general, or now that should be in place because they had no way out in some cases?
No, I mean, I think the issues are multi-layered, right? I think afterwards you can always be smarter. I think with this all having happened, it gives us a chance to rethink certain things, right? But I don't necessarily feel that anything was done in a wrongful way, right? It's just no one saw this coming, really, right? And we were all surprised by how it raged, especially in our community, after having had, you know, the wonderful Mardi Gras and all these festivities, right? Our mindset was just in a very different world, and all of a sudden this all happened.
Yes. Well, how do you see our future, our new normal? What does that look like in New Orleans and in your population and in your work?
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could give you an answer, and I try to ask colleagues the same question, right?
Yes.
I just feel with the whole rollout now of phase one, and then hopefully at some point phase two and phase three, we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. It definitely will be something new for everyone. And of course, as you said earlier, better practices, and I believe more knowledge. Technology has given us many, many opportunities to create safer ways to still get the job done, which I appreciate. I've had the camera in many different angles trying to make sure doctors could see my patients, making sure that they got the full view to be able to give the you know, have a successful exam. And so it's been a real blessing to be on the side of technology, being able to open doors and continue providing treatment and care for people. And so you've done that by maintaining your position, and thank you for doing that again, for being in the office and still, you know, practicing and making sure that everyone gets to touch you, even if it's not necessarily physically, but I believe that they feel your heart and they know your concern. And we do pray that everyone continues to have that feeling, even if it's not necessarily physical, but that they know that they're not alone, so that everyone can know that they are important. And so how can someone get in touch with you if they need to have your services or have questions?
Yeah, so I practice out of University Medical Center and then the LSU Healthcare Network. Either place, I'm more than happy to see patients. You can find me on the web, easily, or just call the LSU Healthcare Network, and they will get you an appointment.
Great. Well, it's been my pleasure to speak with you, Dr. Reske. Have we covered everything? Was there anything else you wanted to add? Because you've given us a lot of information and been a really great resource to help us to see inside, behind walls.
No, I just say, please, everyone, stay safe, be healthy, and we will make it through this.
Yes, very good. Well, thank you again. And everyone, please continue to like and share and subscribe so that you can get the next podcast that comes your way, so that we can all come out of this stronger and better. And we just thank you for stopping by another Focus Podcast. I'm Singing Lisa. Thank you for your time.